live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, Ireland's first confirmed case of the new Omicron variant has been identified. The head of the European Commission says there needs to be a discussion on mandatory vaccinations against COVID-19. Mica was once again the hot topic of heated exchanges in the Dáil today. We have the latest on that. Meanwhile, Fine Gael TD Joe McHugh is backing calls for the scrapping of the sliding scale, saying it doesn't make sense. And Mica campaigner Paddy Diver says he has had a conversation with the Agriculture Minister, during which he told Charlie McConnellogue the sliding scale is confusing and has to go. Good evening. Those stories coming up in full, plus more. Oisin Kelly will be here too with all the latest in sport. First in news though, Ireland's first confirmed case of the new Omicron variant has been identified. Of 8 samples analysed so far, a single case has been confirmed. The National Public Health Emergency Team says it's a case linked to travel to Southern Africa in the past week. It comes as schools have introduced new rules today on mask wearing for all children in third class and above. Labour leader Alan Kelly has raised concerns in the Dáil about how schools will stand legally if they refuse to allow unmasked students in.
Given that it is non-statutory guidance or it has a legislative basis, if someone rocks up to the High Court and challenges this, will you defend the principal who will be the person who will be taken? This is a critical question. The principals of Ireland are concerned about this, genuinely concerned. I'm not making this up. They've been on to me. Really concerned. What happens if somebody challenges
you,
them
Deputy, the time
in
up,
relation
please.
To this?
The head of the European Commission says there needs to be a discussion on mandatory vaccinations against COVID-19. Around 150 million people in the bloc aren't fully vaccinated. Ireland currently has one of the higher rates among member states at 75%. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says a conversation needs to take place.
These are 150 million people. This is a lot. Not each and everyone can be vaccinated, but the vast majority could. It is understandable and appropriate to lead this discussion now, how we can encourage and potentially think about mandatory vaccination within the European Union. This needs discussion.
Mica was once again the hot topic of heated exchanges in the Dáil this afternoon. The fallout of the inclusion of the sliding scale element of the revised Mica redress scheme was brought before the Taoiseach by Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty.
Do you not understand this? And like every single homeowner that's rejected the scheme are wrong. They know their own lived experience because they need that house that is crumbling around them fixed. They're facing another Christmas that they don't know where next Christmas is going to be. The reality is, SCBI tell you that the cost of rebuilding a house in the Northwest is way higher than what is under this scheme. You have decided to take the SCBI figure and then butcher them through this economies of scale that will remain in the future. You see, I make up figures. Listen to what Donegal County Council has done. They're processing the existing scheme. The average house size that has gone through that is the figures I put on the record yesterday. But more importantly, 43 tenders have come in with the costs to demolish those houses and to rebuild them. The homeowners don't want to make a penny out of this. Donegal County Council has told your government, has told Charlie McConnell, has told yourself, it's €150. So if you really want to do what you've just said now, get rid of the sliding scale, because engineers, surveyors say we don't know where it comes up with. SCBI don't have it in their calculator. Get rid of it and we can work on this scheme.
Well, Micheál Martin repeated assurances that the square footage figures will be revised in the coming months and said the sliding scale reflects the economies of scale which can be achieved in a larger building project. In responding to Deputy Pierce Doherty, the Taoiseach accused Sinn Féin of not turning up to the table. However, there were interjections from both Donegal deputies Pierce Doherty and Padraig McLaughlin.
A very feigned attempt by you to pretend and feigned outrage all designed around the campaign. That's what you're at, and I can see through you. I can see through you, Deputy. I can see through you. What I want to say to what I want to say to the residents is this, and to the homeowners. We're working on this, right? We've worked on it for the last year. Minister, Deputy O'Loughlin is shouting and roaring at me now. He endorsed the last scheme, said it was fine. He endorsed it.
The people at Donegal gave it a chance, and it was
going to ensure.
And we won't be fooled twice.
We're going to that we get houses started now. They get up to the, well, I want no more delays. I want no more endless campaigning for the sake of the campaigning and exploiting it for political or electoral interest.
Stop and do the
My
right
only
thing.
Interest now is the homeowners. In February, the Surveyor Engineers Ireland will be updating their costs in terms of square footage and so on. And we have said that square footage rate is indicative. But equally, and you know this, deep down you know it, the larger a house you get, the bigger the economies of scale. We do not want a scheme that disadvantages smaller houses. We're not going to have homeowners having to fork out 40,000. We've no interest in having a situation like that in terms of the average homeowner. And it is wrong to create the fear and to create the feigned anger and so on that I've witnessed this morning.
Please.
Well, Fine Gael TD Joe McHugh is backing calls for the scrapping of the sliding scale, saying it doesn't make sense. On today's 9 till noon show, he says there appears to have been a number of 11th hour changes made in the days leading to yesterday's announcement. Deputy McHugh has said he will consider his position within Fine Gael if an acceptable scheme is not achieved. But at this point, he believes the outstanding issues can be addressed. At the core of that, he says, is the sliding scale.
There's no logic to it. I don't know where it came from. I'm still trying to find out who tried to introduce it. It didn't form part of the conversation with the microgrip. Yes, there was some reference to a split scale that the housing agency was proposing, and the microgrip outright rejected. So, like, and I know there was, you know, a conversation about that there this morning. The sliding scale doesn't make any sense. It makes a sense, obviously, from a curtailing financial point of view, from a department point of view. So we need to change that. There's a willingness within government, and I certainly have found it in the last 3 weeks, to try to get this right. Unfortunately, yesterday, if it was 145 across the board last night, we would have been in a different place today.
MICA campaigner Paddy Divers says he has had a conversation with the Agriculture Minister, during which he told Charlie McConnellogue the sliding scale is confusing and has to go. Paddy Divers says if the promised revisions happen in February in a way that guarantees homeowners will not be out of pocket, then that's acceptable. However, he told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show, if the issue is kicked down the road to April or beyond, then the government will have a war on its hands.
I said to Charlie, is it a war you want this? Because if it's a war you want, it's a war you'll get. I said, I've been on the phone to the farmers and the fishers and the haulage. I says, a revolution, I says, it's just around the corner if you just keep messing the people about. But he keeps trying to calm me down and says, Patrick, you're overstepping. He says, calm down. He says, February, when this CSSI comes out in February, he says, this will be up with your current standards, like a housing authority gets. I said to him, I says, well, I'll tell you one thing, Charlie. If it's April, that's a wire you're going to get. I said, if you can come back to me tomorrow and tell me that it's February, and we will be up to housing authorities, how can I go to the streets of Dublin if he tells me that? It's a straight through square foot rate is kind of the way it's going to have to be. Like, it's 170 down the west of Ireland for a square foot rate. And I tell this to Charlie. It's about 220 down in Dublin. And it's 150 up in Donegal, maybe up to 160. But at the same time, I says, Charlie, if today's a 125, I says, totally not only pathetic. There's not a contractor in Ireland that can do this here. But he keeps pushing back this February. We will be up to the current standards. And if that means it's up at 150, we'll get 150. And if it's up to 160, but as I'm trying to tell him, but this sliding scale is the killer. It has to go.
The PRO of the MICA Action Group has warned that the fight for MICA affected homeowners is not over. Under the new redress scheme, holiday homes have been excluded, and while rental properties have now been included in the remit of the scheme, they must have been registered with the Residential Tenancies Board as of the 1st of November. Michael Doherty says holiday homeowners cannot be left behind. He also sought a cross-border collaboration on the issue, given the volume of people from Northern Ireland who have holiday homes here in the county.
There's still shortfalls there. You know, we still look at the excluded homes, and our plan was to leave no one behind. So the rental sector is not completely left behind. There seems to be mechanisms and pathways for them, which is good, or at least for most. But the holiday homes, as an example, have been completely abandoned by this scheme here, and that's not something we see as acceptable. You know, it'll be a fight for another day, and we need to regroup and look at the gaps in all of the scheme when we get time to go through it properly. some of the teams in Brussels at the moment as we speak, so it's made it somewhat difficult. But we need to regroup, we need to look at all the gaps and need to see where we take this to next.
Now, in a social media post in recent days, you called on the likes of holiday homeowners to come forward with their personal stories. I'm sure that call still stands.
That call still stands, and you know, in fairness to them, they have done everything. They have done that. They have done that in spades. We also asked for the Northern Ireland Assembly to make contact with Simon Coveney. I can only trust that that happened. I didn't get the feedback on it, but that was the call, and I was led to believe that that would happen. You know, the holiday homeowners here are a significant section of our community as well, and, you know, they can't be left behind either. That said, we also have families that we're very conscious of that are waiting and getting their homes fixed. They are not in a position to hang about much longer, but, you know, they're not in a position to find 30 to maybe 80, 90 grand either, depending on your size of home.
In other news this evening, a Donegal pensioner who is accused of sexually assaulting a schoolboy has changed his initial guilty plea to one of not guilty. Michaela Clark has more details.
76-year-old Patrick Kern of Sheshkin Beg, Derry Beg, originally pleaded guilty to a charge of allegedly sexually assaulting Bernard O'Hare, who now lives in County Cork, who has waived his right to anonymity on dates unknown between October the 1st, 1993 and June the 1st, 1994 at St John's National School in Sligo. He previously pleaded guilty to the charge on one count on the indictment at the Circuit Court on June the 15th. The defendant has been requested to submit his reasons for changing his plea in an affidavit, which should be in court by December the 20th. Mr. Kern was remanded on continuing bail until January the 11th. The full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com.
Gardaí have confirmed that over the past week, 12 drivers have been arrested in Donegal for driving under the influence. 8 motorists were arrested for drink driving and 4 for drug driving. It comes as Gardaí, as part of their Christmas and New Year road safety campaign, continue to appeal to people to act responsibly and not to be tempted to drink and drive over the festive period. Over the coming weeks, checkpoints will be in place across the county in a bid to crack down on people driving under the influence.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is time for all the latest in sport. We say good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Catherine. We start with Premier League football. Everton hosting Liverpool tonight. The Merseyside derby will kick off at Goodison Park at 8:15. Seamus Coleman and his Everton teammates have lost 5 of their last 6 games and lie 13 points behind Liverpool on the table. But manager Rafael Benitez believes the corner can be turned.
It's very difficult to say so many times when we are in this position, but I have a lot of confidence in this group of players because they give everything, and I'm sure that we will do better, and especially the second part of the league, if we have players coming back or if we can make any addition in January. But I think that we will do much better, and the fans will be happy at the end of the season.
Champions Manchester City are also in action tonight at 8:15. They're away to Aston Villa. City's Jack Grealish has returned to training with the possibility that he faces his former club. There's a quartet of matches starting at 7:30. The leaders are Chelsea. They go to Watford. West Ham to go on Brighton. It's Wolves versus Burnley, and Leicester City make the trip to Southampton. Elsewhere in the Premier League, Manchester United, who have a Champions League game actually with Young Boys, planned for Old Trafford next week. That game is going ahead after the Swiss side received a travel exemption. Arrivals to Switzerland from the UK are now subject to a 10-day isolation period, regardless of their coronavirus vaccination status. But authorities in Bern will allow the team to get around those rules. Meanwhile, United caretaker boss Michael Carrick says he's not yet spoken to interim manager Ralf Rangnick, who was appointed on Monday. The German can't have any input until his work permit comes through. The paperwork delay means the former England midfielder will be in charge again for tomorrow's Premier League game with Arsenal. Carrick says he can't talk to Rangnick. Nothing's changed yet.
It's pretty much as it was, as I just said there, about the both games that we've already been through. Because of the process and the work permit, we haven't been able to. So we've carried on as we have done. It's worked well for the last 2 games, and hopefully it works well for tomorrow.
Up in Scotland, there's 4 games in the Premiership tonight. Leaders Rangers to go on Hibernian. It's Aberdeen against Livingston. Dundee meets St Johnstone. And St Mirren are to battle it out with Ross County. St Patrick's Athletic look set to appoint Drogheda boss Tim Clancy as their new head coach. FAA Cup winning head coach Stephen O'Donnell is poised to fill the vacancy left by Vinnie Perth at Dundalk. Clancy led the Drogs to the First Division title in 2020 and a seventh place finish in their top flight return. Dublin's All-Ireland winning forward Kevin McManaman has retired from inter-county football after 12 seasons. The St. Jude's clubman won 8 All-Ireland medals. His goal in the 2011 decider against Kerry helped Dublin end a 16-year wait for the Sam Maguire Cup. Cardiff Rugby are on the same boat as Munster. The Welsh side have confirmed they plan to play their European Champions Cup match with Toulouse a week on Saturday, even though 42 players and staff will be in hotel quarantine. They're returning to the UK from South Africa. 4 more COVID cases have been confirmed amongst the touring party, meaning 6 in total have to isolate in Cape Town. A lineup will be picked from international players who didn't travel and the academy. That's the same situation for Munster, who are returning from South Africa this evening. They, of course, are taking on the Wasps on the 12th of December, and it looks like it's going to be a much changed Munster side with academy players and internationals who did not travel or who were part of the travelling party that went to South Africa. And snooker, finally, Ronnie O'Sullivan's through to the quarterfinals of the UK Championships. The 7-time champion beat Thailand's Nopam Chimkam by 6-3 this afternoon in York. They're still playing on the other table with Peter Lyons level with Zhou Zhengtang on 4 frames apiece. Later this evening, County Antrim's Jordan Brown will take to the table as he plays Anthony McGill. That's your sport. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning, Catherine.
Thank you, Oisin. Returning to news now, the Justice Minister doesn't believe the public has lost confidence in the 999 call services. It's after a report found over 2,000 emergency calls were cancelled between 2019 and 2020. Justice Minister Helen McEntee says it's important that mistakes aren't repeated.
It's very clear from the Commissioner's response at the Policing Authority yesterday that mistakes have been made. In particular, he apologised and focused on the area of domestic violence, where potentially more people were impacted by this issue. And I think it's clear that we need to learn from this. Where there are recommendations, some of which are already being implemented, where further recommendations are made that they're implemented too.
And members of the Northwest Strategic Growth Partnership held a virtual meeting this week to discuss the cross-border approach being taken by councils to the overall green transformation of the Northwest City region. The main focus of the meeting was a joint presentation for plans in this regard. Donal Kavanagh has more details.
Delegates heard that COVID-19 has presented decision makers with an opportunity to deliver the change necessary to address climate and ecology emergencies, and how the two councils were working in close collaboration to achieve strong economic growth through circular zero waste and resource efficient initiatives. Setting out details of the roadmap for the Northwest to become a carbon neutral region by 2045, members heard how a number of actions are required on a shared island basis in order to achieve this aim. These include political support and alignment on policies, support to the education system, the sharing and harmonisation of data, and funding to facilitate a green future. Officials outlined the development of a cross-border energy agency to drive out not only energy efficiency measures, but also support the region in developing its capacity for clean energy production. The meeting also heard the key to reaching carbon emissions reduction targets is to embed climate action in every policy, decision and operation, and through widespread engagement and consultation, so that there is shared learning and understanding.
New car registrations in Donegal have increased by almost 15%. According to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, the number of new cars registered in the county last month was 2,399, up from 2,094 during the same period the previous year. Nationally, November saw new car registrations up by 24%. And 'tis the season of sending early, according to An Post. The service is advising customers to get their Christmas cards and gifts in the postbox by the 9th of December for overseas destinations outside Europe. The cut-off date for EU locations is December the 13th for parcels and the 18th for cards. An Post has also launched its Christmas stamp collection that includes 6 brightly coloured festive greetings. Weather now. tonight will be cold, with showers becoming confined to coastal counties. Falls of sleet will be possible, especially on higher ground. Lowest temperatures of -1 to +3 degrees. Closing headlines now. In Ireland's first confirmed case of the new Omicron variant has been identified. Of 8 samples analysed so far, a single case has been confirmed. The head of the European Commission says there needs to be a discussion on mandatory vaccinations against COVID-19. Mica was once again the hot topic of heated exchanges in the Dáil this afternoon, while meanwhile, Fine Gael TD Joe McHugh is backing calls for the scrapping of the sliding scale, saying it doesn't make sense. All those stories are available in full, of course, as always, on our website, highlandradio.com. We're back with the headlines for you at 6pm. Until then, good evening.
The opportune notices for this Wednesday evening, the 1st of December. The death has taken place of Siobhan McNulty, Gort McCall Beg, Milford. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Cleary House, Knocknamona, Letterkenny, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Marie Doherty, née Hughes, Corrain, Ballybuffet. Funeral from her home on Friday morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Tronola at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. House and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Grace McFadden, née Murray, late of Ballantyre, Dublin, and formerly of Ballylawn Manor, Cunningham. Grace will repose at the Larry Massey Funeral Home, Eden Centre, Grange Road, Rathfarnham, tomorrow evening from 4pm to 6pm. Removal on Friday morning to the Church of St John the Evangelist, Ballantyre, arriving for 11 o'clock Mass, followed by burial in Bohorna Breena Cemetery. Grace's funeral Mass can be viewed online on Friday from 11 on mcnmedia.com. The death has occurred in Milton Keynes, England, of Mary Argue, née Cullen, formerly of Kilmacrennan. Funeral will take place in England at a later date. The death has taken place of Rosemary Sweeney, formerly of Derryart, Creasla, and Iona Road, Letterkenny. Viewing is underway at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny. That'll be followed by removal at 6 o'clock this evening to St Michael's Church, Creasla. Funeral there tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to a charity of the family's choice, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Joseph Breslin, late of Boreham Wood, Hertfordshire, and Ardpatrick, Glenties. Joseph's remains will repose at Shevelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, until 6:30 this evening, with removal to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass at 11 tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of James McGuinness and Sons funeral directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.